Hi, and welcome back to Let's Talk Forex with Alison and Chris. This week, we're talking about Forex trading sessions, and we're going to discuss what they are and which one you should try and trade, which one is going to best fit your schedule or your lifestyle. It's actually a more nuanced conversation than I think a lot of people get, so please tune in and have a listen. It might affect what hours you trade and what assets you trade to. As always, if you have any questions, you can send them at podcast@fxscouts.com. And follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Thanks so much and enjoy this week's episode.
Hey, Chris, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm all right, Alison. I'm in, I was about to say sunny Spain, but it's not sunny. It's wet. It's wet. There's this thing here called the Calima, which is where the Saharan dust storms blow across the Mediterranean. And then it just rains mud for about 3 days here. So it's not just wet, it's really gross.
Wow. So the whole, your windows must look terrible, hey?
Everything, everybody's cars, windows, and of course all the houses here are stucco white walls. Everything is just covered in mud.
Oh my word.
And you know, what about that? You know, you come in from the outside and you traipse mud through the house and it's just gross.
Oh.
It's really gross. It's the side of the Costa del Sol that people don't really talk about.
Oh, wow. Sure. I actually have no idea that happened.
Is it a
frequent occurrence? I mean, does it occur every year?
Yeah, it happens a few times a year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, it does. It does happen when it rains. But yeah, it's not something the tourist board shouts about, as you might imagine.
No.
But I'm sure there's a lot of disappointed tourists here at the moment. But other than that, I'm fine, Alison. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, we actually had a really nice weekend. We went through to PE. I can't say its new name, so excuse me. It's
Port Elizabeth.
Port Elizabeth. But yeah, mm-hmm. That's the name I can say. I can't say the new name that has actually been named.
Neither can I.
It's got clicks in it.
It does have clicks in it. It does. I can't say it either.
And I had my son had a karate competition, so that was a lot of fun. And cool. Ramaphosa actually rocked up on the last day of the karate competition, which was actually really interesting as well. So
very cool. Big karate fan, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was because it was a South Africa, you know, an international sort of competition, one of the big ones that they have. So I think that's why he came to support it as well, which was actually really, really good.
Awesome. Yeah, so what are we talking about today, Alison?
As we mentioned last week, we're going to be talking about which session to trade. And I think it's quite an important question to answer because I think, you know, particularly beginners get a bit confused about the different sessions and when they should be trading.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. A lot of beginner traders, they hit the market pretty hard when they start, especially when they find out they can trade 24 hours a day, 5 days a week. And they can get a bit excited. And they're going to look at a lot of economic calendars and they're going to trade voraciously on every release of data. And they see the 24-hour day cycle as a really convenient way to trade anytime you want, you know, all day long if you want to.
Yeah, but I mean, doing this, you know, often leads to risky over-trading behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And it leads to burnout. And of course, unlike the stock markets, which have regular business hours, you know, 9 to 5, the Forex mm-hmm. market is generally busiest during the normal hours of different parts of the world and their respective time zones. So this means that trading literally lasts all day and all night.
Yeah. But there is an alternative to staying up 24 hours a day. And what we're going to go through here is how you can understand the market hours and which market hours are good and how to align those with your goals, your trading goals. And if you can do that, then you're going to have a much better chance of making a decent profit as well as keeping your trading schedule at a more sustainable level.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got, as I mentioned, four main sessions. So first you have mm-hmm. the London or Great Britain session, which opens at 8 a.m. and closes at 5 p.m. GMT. And the UK dominates the currency markets worldwide. And of course, London is the trading center. And we actually read a report by the Bank of International Settlements. And they said that London is the world's forex trading capital and accounts for roughly 43% of global trading, which was
it's huge.
I just thought that New York would have had a bigger impact than that, but that was very interesting. Mm-hmm. But London, of course, is also the headquarters of the Bank of England, and this controls monetary policy for the British pound, and that obviously has a big impact on the GBP-USD, which is one of the major currency pairs. And because so much trading goes through London, forex trends often originate in London as well, which is quite a good thing for technical traders to keep in mind.
Yeah, that's true, and something I think we'll touch on a bit later. And the other really important trading session is the New York session, which is open, again, GMT, from about 12 noon to about 9 p.m. This is the second largest forex trading hub after London, but it's watched really heavily by traders because the U.S. dollar is involved in 90% of all trades. You know, it's a component of all the major currency pairs, so that makes sense. But also movements in the New York Stock Exchange can have a really powerful effect on the dollar. So when big companies merge or acquisitions are finalized, then you can see the impact on the dollar. It can gain or lose value very quickly against other currencies. You also find the trends that we talked about, they originate in London, will continue or they'll even gain strength during the New York session. It's also important to note that the New York and the London sessions overlap for about 4 or 5 hours. This is very important, and it's something we're going to come back to a little bit later.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably one of the most important things to know about the sessions, I guess.
Yeah.
And then you get the Tokyo session in Japan, which opens at 11 p.m. To 8 a.m. GMT, which is why you often see the markets open. Well, I mean, in South Africa, we do. The markets open at night, on Sunday night. And it's the first Asian trading center to open. So it's just ahead of Hong Kong and Singapore. And the currency pairs that have probably the most action here are the USD-JPY or dollar-yen, GBP-USD, and then the GBP-JPY, British pound versus the yen. And the USD-JPY is the second most heavily traded currency pair in the world after the Euro-USD. And it's especially good pair to watch when the Tokyo market is the only one open because of the heavy influence, of course, of the Bank of Japan. On the yen.
Yeah, exactly. And then finally, we have Sydney, which is open from about 9 p.m. to about 6 a.m. GMT. And this is where the trading day officially begins. It's the smallest of the forex session markets, Sydney, but it does see a lot of initial action when the market reopens on the Sunday night because you have all this pent-up demand from individual traders and financial institutions. They're trying to, you know, get their positions in and regroup after the weekend break since Friday afternoon.
Yeah, exactly. So which session or sessions should you trade? Hey, thanks for tuning in and a warm welcome to our new listeners. I'm Alison.
And I'm Chris, and we both work for FX Scouts, which is a global forex education site and a broker marketplace.
Our mission is to decrease the number of people who get scammed or lose money in forex trading by providing forex trading education. We highlight serious brokers and we assist forex traders in finding the best regulated broker for their needs.
Yeah, and we have sites all over the world. So just do a search for FX Scouts in your region. Or failing that, you can head over to fxscouts.com, which is our main website. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram. We're on Threads, LinkedIn, Twitter. And Alison regularly publishes educational videos on YouTube, so check those out. Thanks so much. And now back to this week's episode.
Well, there are quite a few things to consider when you think about the time you want to trade. The first, of course, is what time best suits your lifestyle. So if you live in Europe, Africa, or the Americas, then you'll probably be doing most of your trading during the London and New York sessions. And then if you live in Australia or Asia, then your waking hours will be more in line with the Tokyo and Sydney sessions. So waking hours is definitely something to consider. Unless you're a night owl, of course, and have a full-time job and, you know, can afford to stay up all night. Generally, during your waking hours is the wisest time to look at which session to trade.
Yeah, and I wouldn't recommend, like, coming home after a long day at work and then trying to trade in the evening. You know, like, you know, if you work 9 to 5 and then trying to trade from 8 till midnight or something, just because you're going to be tired, you know, after a long day.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and you're probably going to make bad, poor trading decisions. So it's one I would avoid. I think a lot of beginners, especially because they're going to have day jobs, they try and do that. And you're just going to increase your risk-taking behavior by doing it.
And not wake be, up. very well in control of your emotions either. So it's
Exactly. A lot of it. I would recommend if you are going to try and do it with a day job and you're trying to fit in an unusual session that doesn't fit with your waking hours, wake up early instead. Do it that way. But yeah, the second thing to consider is something we touched on briefly above, which is session crossovers. You see, the best time to trade is when the market is the most active. And when more than one of the four markets are open simultaneously, there are a lot more traders active in the market, which means there is more volatility, and you're going to see more significant fluctuation in price, basically more opportunity to profit. So that's a really important thing to talk about here, which is the crossover.
Yeah. And when only one market is open, then the major pairs tend to have quite tight spreads. So of a roughly, say, 30 pips of movement, which doesn't give you much opportunity to profit. But when two markets are opening, you can easily see sort of movement over 70 pips. And this occurs particularly when big economic news announcements are made.
Yeah. Yeah. And we mentioned the New York-London overlap earlier, and for a good reason. This is the most important session overlap in the Forex market. More than 70% of all Forex trading happens when these two markets are in session together. And this is because of the importance of the two centers in the trading world and the influence they have on the US dollar and therefore on all major currency pairs. You know, just because the US market is open and you also have this huge amount of trading activity run through London. So if you can do it, this is hands down the best time to trade since volatility is going to be high. And again, look, the crossover here between these two markets is about 12 noon GMT to about 5 p.m. GMT.
But then the Sydney-Tokyo overlap is also pretty interesting. So there's generally not as much volatility in this overlap as the New York-London overlap, but you will see more movement than you normally would with just one of those markets open.
Yeah, yeah, you would. So yeah, overlaps are important. The third thing to consider is what you are trading or what you want to trade if you're just starting out. If you're trading the Euro-USD or the pound to the dollar or the dollar to the Swiss franc, USD-CHF, then you really want to be active during the London-New York overlap. This is also a good time for all the major pairs, just because the sheer of the sheer volume of the Forex trading that's going on in the market at that moment. As mentioned earlier, the London session is when most of the market trends are going to start too. So this is a really important time for if you're a technical trader and you're focused on the major pairs, then the London-New York overlap is a pretty good one.
Yeah, but if you're trading something like the USD-JPY or the AUD-USD, then you may want to also consider the Tokyo-Sydney crossover. And timing is very important if you're trading minor or exotic pairs. I know, obviously, we have a lot of listeners in South Africa, and if you're trading the dollar rand, you'll want to be trading around the same time as the London-New York overlap, because the South African rand and because the South African and the US markets will be open, and of course, you'll get more price movement.
Yeah, so it's really important to think geographically about your trading times. I mean, there's not much point in trading the euro to the pound during the Sydney-Tokyo crossover. There's just not going to be that much price movement. Just there's not much point in trading the dollar, the Australian dollar to the Japanese yen when the London market is the only one open, because you're not going to see the volatility.
Yeah. So the final thing to consider when choosing your session is economic news. So data releases happen all the time. If you look in the economic calendar, it's full up. But if there's an important data release that's going to affect the asset you're trading, say the US inflation figures when you're trading the Euro-USD, then you want to be awake and you want to be ready and you want to be able to open or close positions when it's released. So, you know, keep an economic calendar handy and then check it to see what news is going to affect you and whether you need to take action. If you're asleep, this might be a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to be setting alarms for yourself to wake up just because the Federal Reserve is making an announcement.
No.
So check your economic calendar and think about what assets you're trading and how and what market news can how it's going to affect those assets. And if you're regularly finding that the economic news is coming out for your assets when at a bad time for you, then consider shifting your session time a bit into something that's more useful to you when you're trading. Well, thanks so much, Alison. And what are we speaking about next week?
Next week, we're going to talk about trading the trend. So we're going to just briefly a few trading strategies and just why trading with the trend is such an important, you know, particularly for beginners, why it's so important not to trade against the trend, basically.
Yes. Yes. Excellent. I think another really important one.
Yeah.
Super. Well, I look forward to speaking to you then, Alison. You have a great week.
You too. Thanks, Chris.
Bye.
Bye.